Let's find a conversation between the soul. Let's conversation between the soul and the night.
American Prestige listeners, it's Derek. I'm joined, as always, by my friend and co-host, Danny Bessner, and we are very grateful to welcome to the program Jonathan Geyer, foreign policy reporter, contributing editor at the American Prospect, and author of a recent piece for the American Prospect, How Biden Boxed Himself in on Gaza. It is a, let's say, distressing look at what goes on inside the Biden administration and what has been going on inside the Biden administration for several months now. Jonathan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.
So I want to get into some bigger picture with the election looming now, uncomfortably only 7 months away, I guess. I want to get into some bigger picture discussions of the Biden administration, but let's start with your piece. How did Joe Biden box himself in on Gaza?
So, you know, I was trying to figure out how you have this administration of what a lot of people think are the greatest foreign policy minds of Washington, unable to adjust with the realities on the ground in Palestine, Gaza, and Israel. It's one thing to have had such a, you know, catastrophically flawed policy before October 7th, not recognizing the importance of Palestine and Palestinians, but October, November, December, the Israeli military campaign keeps ramping up. And there's just not really any qualitative differences besides a little bit of rhetoric, a couple executive tinkerings here and there. So speaking with former and current policymakers, people who've worked with Joe Biden as a senator, as a vice president, it's all Biden. This is Joe Biden's, you know, choice. This is an issue he feels near and dear about. So I was trying to figure out this kind of, it's not really a policy story. It's really about the ideology and the psychology of Joe Biden, how he sees the world and how events that, you know, happened a long time before Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan were born end up shaping how President Joe Biden addresses the Netanyahu government, the rightward shift in Israel. So maybe it's a little too cute, but I was sort of thinking about it as four sides of a box. You know, one side of the box being, you know, Biden's pro-Israel. He's unabashedly Zionist. And he can't see that Israel has changed a lot since he was a junior senator and hung out with Golda Meir. The other side of the box are these advisors who, you know, really represent groupthink. If you look at Jake Sullivan's article in Foreign Affairs that was, you know, went to press just before October 7th, saying that the Middle East has never been so stable. These are kind of great game thinkers, not really thinking about the human toll and how foreign policy affects real people. So that's one side that they seem particularly trapped in. The third side of the box being that the American electorate's really changing. We're seeing this with these protest votes. We're seeing it with not just Muslim and Arab and Palestinian Americans, but whole swaths of voters are really fed up with this. And again, we're not seeing Joe Biden readjust policy here. And then finally, and this is where, you know, I spent a lot of time is in the Middle East. It just feels like the administration does not get the Middle East. We have U.S. troops there and forever wars. There's not a sense that Palestine is really an organizing and galvanizing principle for many people in the Arab and Muslim world. And it's sort of like wishing away these realities. So, okay, maybe a bit cute to put him in the box, but that's how I sort of conceptualized it to dive into this reporting.
So what do you think that is? Because it seems obvious, you know, to even a casual observer that this is clearly important, both geopolitically in terms of foreign populations, but also in terms of the American population, given that there's going to be an election and the uncommitted campaign has done quite well, I think, comparatively speaking. So it seems rather strange that this would be a blind spot for an administration that presumably cares about winning a presidential election in November.
No, I think that's a fundamental question. And one place I'd start is that, you know, and this is something that's been the case for Joe Biden's whole career, is he sees the world and foreign policy through personalities. I think he genuinely thinks that he can kind of bear hug Bibi Netanyahu twist his elbow and get what he wants. And I think this has been the case in how he's thought about world leaders, from Putin to Egypt, Sisi and Xi and all the way through. And there just isn't any movement there. So that's where I keep coming back to these, you know, if he sees the world through personalities, then we have to.